high unemployment in the United States, rising debt, and Congress's inability to do anything about it were major stories in 2011. But some bright spots are emerging as the year comes to a close. George L. Perry is a senior fellow for economic studies at the Brookings Institution.
One was the export sector, which grew really very well. Another area was construction outside of home building. Business construction was picking up, and construction in particular areas like commercial.
U.S. unemployment is at its lowest level in more than 2.5 years, and consumer confidence is rising. But there are dark clouds ahead as the new year begins. China, the world's fastest growing economy, is slowing down, and Europe's debt crisis shows few signs of easing.
We export a great deal to Europe, and if Europe falls into another recession, that export growth is going to end, and that will affect jobs in the U.S. and cause the U.S. to move towards recession.
Rising inflation and the slowdown in Chinese manufacturing have already curbed demand for some commodities. But Perry says the slowdown is due, in part, to Beijing's efforts to prevent its economy from overheating. Reflecting on the global uncertainty, World Bank President Robert Zoellick urged Europe and its biggest trading partners to act responsibly.
Europe has to rescue Europe.
Right.
Okay? And that it's very important, if there's any message when I'm asked, well, what can the U.S. do, what can China do? The best thing they can do is clean up their act at home, be a source of growth at home, and then secondly, be a source of confidence to the markets.
Zoellick says he's encouraged by ongoing reforms in China aimed at reducing the country's reliance on exports. But he warned U.S. lawmakers against further delays in dealing with the nation's rising debt, now close to $15 trillion.
The downgrade of America from AAA didn't affect the finances today, but it may be one of those events people look back on 10 years from now and they say, did they get the warning? Did they pay attention, or did they continue to do what they were doing?
Unless leaders are willing to make the tough decisions needed to stabilize the global economy, Zoellick and many leading economists say problems in Europe, the U.S., and China could coalesce into a perfect storm in 2012 that could rival the financial crisis of 2008. Millar Sega, VOA News.